Hello everyone. My name is Petteri Kivimäki and I am the CTO of Nordic Institute for Interoperability Solutions, NIS for short. Today I'm going to discuss joint open source development in cross-border context. My approach to the topic is very practical since I'm going to tell you about the work that we do at NIS with the X-Road data exchange layer. First, let's start with a little bit of background since everyone probably isn't familiar with X-Road and NIS. Then, let's take a better look at the X-Road development model and community. X-Road is an open source data exchange layer solution that enables organizations to exchange information over the internet in a secure and unified way. X-Road ensures confidentiality, integrity, and interoperability between data exchange parties. In Europe, X-Road is used as a national data exchange solution in Estonia, Finland, and Iceland. In addition, there are some business domain-specific implementations. All in all, X-Road is used at least in 20 countries all around the world. For example, there's a big user community in Latin America. X-Road has been released under the MIT Open Source License and is available free of charge. Also, X-Road is a digital public good verified by the Digital Public Good Alliance. X-Road ecosystem is a community of organizations using the same instance of the X-Road software. Security server is the entry point to X-Road, and it is required for both producing and consuming services. In practice, the security server mediates service calls and service responses between information systems. All the data is exchanged directly between the service consumer and service producer. There's no centralized message broker. Only configuration data is stored centrally in the X-Road central server that distributes it to all the members of the ecosystem. In addition, a function in X-Road ecosystem requires two types of trust services: a timestamping authority and a certification authority. Trust service providers are organizations providing these services. X-Road is not only about technology, it includes a governance model too. X-Road ecosystem consists of an X-Road operator, member organizations, and trust service providers. X-Road operator is the owner of the X-Road ecosystem and responsible for all the aspects of the operations. The responsibilities include defining regulations and practices, accepting new members, providing support for members, and so on. X-Road members are organizations that have joined the ecosystem and produce or consume services with other members. A member organization can be a service provider, a service consumer, or both. Organizations can become members of an ecosystem by completing the onboarding process defined by the operator. Trust service providers may be commercial third parties, or the services can be provided and maintained by the X-Road operator. This was a short overview of X-Road and what it does. Next, let's move on to NIS and its role as the X-Road core development organization. But first, let's start with some history. X-Road was originally developed in Estonia 20 years ago. In 2014, the source code of X-Road was handed over to Finland, and Finland launched its own X-Road environment in 2015. Back then, the source code wasn't open sourced yet, but it was published on GitHub under the MIT license in 2015 as a part of the collaboration between Estonia and Finland. In 2015, Finland started to develop the X-Road source code, and it led to a situation where Estonia and Finland were doing development at the same time. Without coordination, the risk of creating a fork that's not compatible with the upstream version was very high. However, from the beginning, both countries wanted to avoid making two incompatible versions. Instead, the aim was to develop the software together in a way that it meets the needs of both countries. Therefore, a cooperation agreement between Estonia and Finland was signed in 2015. goal of the collaboration was to continue to develop the X-Road cooperation towards more substantial issues, joint development, and shared organization. The next step of the cooperation was taken in June 2017, when NIS was founded. In June 2018, NIS took over the X-Road core development from Estonia and Finland. Before NIS was established, both countries were running their own development activities. Both countries had their own backlogs, development environments, development teams, and so on. Running the same activities in two countries plus coordinating the activities between the countries caused quite much overhead. In addition to their own backlogs, the countries had a joint backlog on GitHub. The issues that were approved to the joint backlog were discussed and approved by a working group that had representatives from both countries. Usually, the country who proposed a new issue to the backlog also implemented it. In addition, combining different development models caused some challenges as well. Finland had a more agile approach, while Estonia's approach was closer to the waterfall model. Back then, both countries did their own version releases, and a single version was usually used in one of the countries only. Sometimes it created confusing situations when a feature that was introduced in a version released by Estonia first was missing from the next version released by Finland, or vice versa. This was caused by the different development models and how the code was synchronized between different repositories. Since 2018, all the development activities have been run by NIS, which has streamlined the development and reduced the amount of duplicate work significantly. Today, NIS is responsible for the X-Road core and several X-Road extensions. Originally, the extensions were developed by one of the NIS members, but they were handed over to NIS because they were considered useful to the other members too. Also, last year, NIS released a new product that's called Harmony eDelivery Access. Harmony is a solution for joining eDelivery AS4 policy domains, and it's not directly connected to X-Road. Harmony is published under the EUPL 1.2 open source license. Here's a list of NIS responsibilities regarding X-Road and Harmony 2. Basically, NIS is the software vendor of X-Road, even if X-Road is open source and NIS isn't selling anything, but you get the point. NIS has its own outsourced development team that's the main contributor to the code base. Contributions from the community are warmly welcome, but the number would currently be higher. In addition to the development activities, NIS also facilitates cross-border collaboration between its members and participates in international cooperation in the field of interoperability. For example, NIS is a member of the GAIA-X European Association for Data and Cloud ISPL. NIS is a non-profit association that currently has three members: Estonia, Finland, and Iceland. The operations of NIS are funded through an annual membership fee. All the members have equal membership fee and equal vote. The highest body of NIS is the general meeting of its members, where all members of the association may participate. The general meeting consists of the representatives of the NIS members. The advisory group is formed for the purpose of supporting the CEO and relaying information and instruction between the operative level and the general meeting. The management board is in charge of the day-to-day management of NIS. The working group is the platform for day-to-day coordination of the joint development of X-Road. And as you can see, the X-Road user and developer community is not present in any of these groups. Therefore, we aim to establish a new forum for the community to get more involved in X-Road-related activities. The forum will be called the X-Road Community Expert Group, and it will be established during this year. Next, let's look at the X-Road development model in more detail. X-Road is released under the MIT Open Source License, and anyone can contribute to its development. Contributions may be enhancement or feature requests, bug reports, source code contributions, updates to documentation, and basically anything that aims improving the product. All the contributions are handled according to the same process, no matter who has submitted them. In practice, it means contributions from the community and its members go through the same evaluation process. The contributions are evaluated by the working group, and the ones that are accepted are prioritized and added to the backlog. Of course, source code contributions are first peer-reviewed by the NIST development team and then merged. The development work is done in sprints using agile development methods. However, new releases are published 2 or 3 times a year and not after each sprint. Everyone gets access to the new releases at the same time, so the NIST members do not have any priority regarding that. The benefit of being a NIST member is that NIST members participate in decision making and decide on the development roadmap and backlog prioritization. So everyone can use X-Road for free, but participating in the decision making requires the membership of NIST. Despite of the joint development, NIST members are allowed to do their own development as well, if they have some special needs that are not in the direct interest of the other members. This kind of additional development can then be contributed to the X-Road master, and it will be available to everyone. In that case, the contribution goes through the normal acceptance and review process. NIST has also developed a model how to run this kind of small additional development projects together with one of its members. The main idea is that the NIST member is responsible for funding the project, providing development resources and specifying the requirements. Instead, NIST provides development tools and environments and supervises the daily implementation work. The NIST member owns the deliverables and is responsible for any further development, maintenance, and support. However, if the deliverables are seen useful to other NIST members as well, they can be handed over to NIST, just like X-Road and its existing extensions. The handover requires the approval of the NIST members. When NIST took over the X-Road development in 2018, the X-Road community had around 100 members. The members were mostly from Estonia and some from Finland. The community met once a year somewhere in Estonia. For example, this picture was taken in the 2015 community meeting in Estonia. NIST has been actively working on building and activating the community. The community is built around the X-Road community Slack. Today, the number of the community members is over 1,000. Of course, not all the members are active on daily basis. Also, the community meeting has grown from a local Estonian meeting to an international event. NIST organizes the X-Road community meeting once a year in one of the NIST member countries. However, in 2020 and 2021, the event was organized online only, which made it possible for more people to participate. During the last years, we've had participants from over 50 different countries. Countries already using X-Road or looking into X-Road. As the map shows, today, X-Road truly is a global open source solution and it keeps on expanding to new countries. Thank you for listening.
Questions from the audience, and we'll see how many we get through, because I have a lot of them as so myself. So thank you, Petri, for a very nice talk there. So the first question is from Nico Ricken, and he asks, the Dutch effort NLX seems similar to X-Road in technology, goals, and governance. And NLX mentioned it has been inspired by X-Road. Is there communication or collaboration between NLX and X-Road?
That's a good question. And indeed, there are some similarities between NLX and X-Road. And we have been in contact with the NLX team. I think that the first time we had a talk, it was already in 2018. And then a couple of years later, they participated in one of our working group meetings. So we are not collaborating in a technical level. So we are not doing development work together, but we definitely are communicating and aware of each other.
All right. And the second question also from Nico is, the development model seems very centralized and coordinated. Do you experience slowdown or development of development speed due to need for consensus?
Yeah, so NIS is coordinating the development. We are the kind of the software vendor of X-Road, even if we are not selling anything. But does that model somehow slow down the development? No, not really. We don't feel so. And even if we have a big bunch of formal meetings and we have the NIS members who are deciding about the roadmap prioritization and so on. But at least as so far during the last 4 years, everything has worked really smoothly, and we haven't had any slowdowns because of some complications in decision making. If we've had some slowdowns, but they've been related to technical issues.
Yeah. All right. And I was thinking, how would someone who would like to join this collaboration, what should they do? Where do they go to start?
Well, the first place to start is the X-Road product website, xroad.global, to find out more information about the X-Road. There are lots of links to resources. We have X-Road Academy, an online training platform. That's definitely the best place to get started with X-Road and learn about it. And then if you want to join the development collaboration, the same resources apply, but if you are willing to discuss the details, send us a service desk request, or you can also contact me directly by email or by Slack. I'm always happy to help people to get started with X-Road.
That's great. I think we will be cut off now, but I have plenty of questions. I will write some in the chat as well.
Okay.